they got quarreling from ladder to ladder, and they finally got down off the ladder, and Joe got down off the ladder, and Jim got down off the ladder and chased him. And Jim had the paintbrush in his hand. And Jim let the paintbrush go at Joe, but instead of going at Joe, it went on the upholstered chair and spilled the paint that was in it all down the upholstery of the chair so badly that the chair had to be reupholstered. It couldn't be cleaned off at all. Remember about it, except that the mess of the paint and the kitchen and all. They didn't get the kitchen painted.
Do you have any memories about getting ready for Holy Week processions, Easter time?
Well, of course, there was a great deal of work to be done for Holy Thursday and Good Friday processions. The shirts had to be immaculate, you know, and cleaned, and the cassocks and surplices for the altar boys had to be done up, and the cassocks that couldn't be washed had to be cleaned, and the girls had to get their baskets for the procession for the flowers, and their wreaths of flowers for their hair, and maybe new shoes and the stockings for the procession, white stockings for the procession. And all that had to be done and prepared for them before Holy Thursday. And the boys would have the Buster Brown collars and some collar, usually red for Holy Thursday and black for Good Friday, of bows in the top of their surplices. And all that would have to be prepared and laid out, ready for them. We always had to get the flowers for those who were in the strewer crowd. And usually one or two of them would be carrying bouquets, would be the head of the little ones. And the flowers were always prepared by Uncle Joe McKenna for them. And we'd have to go over early in the morning and get them for them. Potatoes.
Didn't you make Easter eggs and sweet potatoes at that same time?
Oh yeah, I always made their Easter eggs because they liked what I made, and those that were away from home after they left home, I used to send them boxes of them at Christmas, at Easter. I made the Easter eggs and put particularly high amount of coconut in the cream and dipped the eggs in a bitter chocolate that they liked very much. And then I used to make the sweet potatoes with the cream with the coconut in them and dipped them in the cinnamon.
Well, how did you get started doing that?
Somebody taught me to make the Easter eggs. And
how did you make them?
I used to cream the 4X sugar with butter until it was creamed, till the butter was creamed all through it, and that the 4X sugar was just made a cream that you could eat.
Uh-huh.
But then I would put a box of coconut to a box of the shredded coconut to every box of pulver of 4X sugar. And that made a good, rich coconut cream. And then would roll that coconut cream in balls, not too big, but big enough to leave them to dry so that they would be the outside of them would be a little bit dried out. Well, I used to make the eggs, the size of the eggs, whatever it went, the size of the eggs, and leave them for 24 hours at the outside of them would dry out.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd have the chocolate ready in a double boiler, melted in a double boiler. And when they were dry enough, you dip them into the chocolate, take them out, leave them on a wax paper to dry to give them the chocolate coating.
Did anybody ever eat them while you were making them?
Oh gosh, Daddy, I always have to keep making them to keeps Daddy and everybody that saw them in the dining room satisfied while they were there. I used to have trays of them on top of the china closets in the dining room.
How many did you make in a year?
Oh. Well, those who were away would get 3 and 4 dozen of them each.
Of the big eggs.
Of the big eggs. And the little ones, I just keep on making them until I just get tired, that's all.
You don't know how many you
make? No. Make a lot of them.
Maybe 500 or 600.
Yeah, because they were wholesome and good. I mean, they could eat them without fearing that there was anything in them that would hurt them. And it was nice to have the homemade eggs because they appreciated them, and everybody that came in the house got some. And they were a novelty.
The children got their own eggs too, though, didn't
they? Oh, yeah. We always got to have their own baskets. And then they'd get eggs with their names on them and have them in their baskets and have jelly beans. They used to buy about 25 pounds of jelly beans and distribute them among their baskets.
Well, did you ever get a rabbit for Christmas, a real live one?
We always got chickens, and sometimes we got rabbits, and we always got chickens and ducks.
Uh-huh.
And then once in a while we'd get a rabbit, too. But the chickens we'd have on the kitchen on the breakfast table, running around the breakfast table, you know, for them at first. And then after Easter would be over for a while, we usually gave the chickens to Cousin Annie Estef, or somebody else that had a way of keeping them. I remember one year we gave the ducks to Berlingers, but somebody that had some ground around their place, we would give them the chickens or the ducks after they began to get too big.
But we kept the rabbits once in a while, didn't we?
I don't think we only had rabbits once, didn't we?
Well, I remember a rabbit we kept over in the backyard here until it ran away.
Yes, they'd keep them as long as they could, but when they try to dig into the yard and mess the place up, then we'd get rid of them.